Well, thank you, Joel, and thank you, Joel, and thank you to those of you who posted questions. We're now going to get into the question and answer session. While I'm going over the questions, I'm going to bring up a poll just to get an idea if there were other people in the room with you. How many people besides yourself were in your room? So if you can just indicate, not counting yourself, but people besides yourself were in the room with you, that'd be helpful to give us a more accurate count of attendance. So I'm going to start with I'm actually going to go backwards in order. Since we just finished with Joel, I'll do a question for you while your presentation's on everyone's mind. The question is, were surveys able to distinguish between trucks and less distinct commercial vehicles? For example, were you able to capture data on vans and pickup transporting goods and services like plumbing, construction, trades, and deliveries?
For the OD surveys, we primarily were collecting data on heavy-duty trucks. We did, through our fleet operator and local surveys, collect information on local haulers like plumbing companies, gravel companies, local haulers, and of course our classification, our manual classification counts picked up data on smaller trucks and the types of trucks, but we did not specifically interview pickup truck drivers to get an understanding of the flow of goods they were carrying.
Okay. Thank you. We'll now go back and do some questions for DK that came in. And actually, I think some of these, you know, any of the presenters can feel free to jump in as well. DK, the question was, would you consider the Surface Transportation Freight Database as another data source? And how about the mode-specific freight databases?
The answer is yes, I would definitely consider that to be a freight flow database. And there's actually several. I talked about three because those are the ones that are most commonly used. But in the literature review for NCFRP 20, there are literally dozens and dozens of databases that we identified and summarized in terms of what's included, what the sources are, how it can be used, etc. So there's certainly a lot that are out there, and that's one of them.
Okay, thank you. And the next question is there a way we can way where we can access freight data on arterial roads and highways?
Yeah, that's a little bit trickier. I mean, if Joel presented information on the OD survey that they did in Southern California, and that's definitely one way to go about getting that information. You really have to get it firsthand. There's certainly no national freight data sources that's going to give you information on arterials or some state highways if they're major, but not typically. Those would not typically be included in things that you could derive from national freight data sources. So you really have to start looking at local freight data collection efforts such as the OD survey. OD surveys tend to work well in rural areas, and as you get into more urbanized settings, they're harder to implement. And in those cases, then, you know, I tend to think of things like truck following studies or establishment surveys as things that can fill in the gap in the more urbanized locations. But there's certainly nothing off the shelf that you could use for arterials or highways.
Okay, and can you discuss any of the proprietary issues associated with the TransSearch database and the limitations that causes?
Well, I mean, the main issue is that, you know, TransSearch, for one, it's a bit of a moving target. They update their processes and their databases, you know, on an annual basis. So the methodology is certainly not static. And, you know, there's certain pieces of it where more information is provided, more detailed information is provided as opposed to others in order to protect their, you know, their methodology that's utilized there. So it does make it a little bit more complicated when you're trying to either complement or supplement the database by collecting local freight data collection, but a lot of it will get back to understanding specifically what process was used in the database that you're analyzing from TransSearch, and a lot of times you'll have to go back to the developer of that database to understand exactly what they utilize, so you know how you would need to comp
question is for Mike, and I think, Mike, you covered this in your presentation, but if you could just go over it again. The data set that you used, was that based on 2002 freight flows or more recent data?
The FAF2 data that was used was, it was actually the 2002. However, in Mobile, it was actually an interpolation between 2002 and 2010 because they were dealing with a 2007 base year.
Okay, thank you. I don't see any other questions typed in at the moment, so we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines to see if anybody has any questions over the phone. If you are only listening to the audio over the computer, you obviously aren't able to ask questions over the phone or over the computer, but you can still type them in. But if you're on the phone and want to ask a question online, the operator will give you instructions on how to do that. But in the meantime, also feel free to continue typing questions in. So if the operator can give instructions on asking questions over the phone.
Yes, ma'am, I sure can. If anybody would like to ask a question over the phone, please press star 1. Remember to unmute your line and record your first and last name when prompted. And to withdraw the question, you may press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment for the first question.
That's what I'm wondering.
And at this time, ma'am, there are no questions in the audio queue.
Okay, thank you. For the presenters, are there any questions that might have been sent directly to you that I missed that I didn't see?
This is DK. I did not get any.
I did not get any either.
Nor I.
Okay, well, if there are no more questions, we'll go ahead and close out a little bit early then. While I'm reading the closeout part, if you do think of anything, please feel free to type it in. So I want to thank everybody for attending today's seminar. The recording will be available online in the next few weeks on the Talking Freight website, and I'll send out an email once it is available. As a reminder, if you're an AICP member and would like to receive 1.5 certification maintenance credits for attending today, please make sure you are signed in with your first and last name or type your name into the chat box if you are with a group of people and not logged in. For everybody, please download the evaluation form and fill it out and email it to me after you've completed it. And for those applying for credits, if you're unsure of what you need to do, you can download the CM credit instructions. The next seminar will be held on June 16th, and will be about promoting economic revitalization through enhancing freight transportation. If you haven't done so already, I encourage you to visit the Talking Freight website and sign up for this seminar, and the web address is shown on the side of your screen. And I also encourage you to join the Freight Planning Listserv if you haven't already done so. Actually, besides the June 16th seminar, we also have two seminars coming up on Tiger Grants on June 1st and 2nd. Those just opened for registration today, and more information will be sent out through the Freight Planning Listserv. But you can register for those as well also through the Talking Freight website, and I'll bring up the whole slide showing the web address in a minute. So I don't see any additional questions typed in, so I think we'll go ahead and close out. Thank you to all three presenters, and thank you everybody for attending today. And let me see here. How to capture another question in the chat about how to capture service vehicles. I think we actually did cover that question. Yeah, we did go over the service vehicle one. So I think that covers everything today. Thank you everybody, and enjoy the rest of your day.